Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.
This is the 2005 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
4-7, I'm sorry. We'll start with verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That word guard them means to encompass around with troops or to garrison with troops. Guard your hearts. That word heart and minds. And the word minds is thoughts. Now Satan knew thoughts. Well, you have to decide. Thoughts have several sources. First, did you decide to think about it? Or did that thought just pop into your mind? Or did you decide that you were going to think about that? No, it's the farthest thing from my mind. Do you think the Holy Spirit brought that thought up? No, the Holy Spirit wouldn't do that. That's not of the Holy Spirit. Well, if it's not of the Holy Spirit, and you didn't decide to bring it up, then there are three sources for it. Sin dwelling in your flesh. Sin dwells in your flesh, and it says in Romans 6 that you should not let sin reign or rule in your mortal body. Are y'all familiar with that scripture? Okay. That's sin. Well, sin can put thoughts in your mind to control you, to reign over you. That's one. Deceitful desires of the flesh in the first person. But again, it's in the first person. It's always, I want, I need, I should. I ought to. Never the second person saying you should. It's always trying to make you think you are thinking it. The soulish desires from your soul. Soulish desires. Well, look at James 3:13. When it says it's selfish or self-centered, this wisdom does not derive from above, but is soul, is earthly, sensual. And that word sensual is sukkahish, which means soulish, or demonic. And so the third one is demonic. Got selfish, self-centered thoughts. They're either earthly, soulish, or demonic. Demonic. Either a familiar spirit that's projecting that thought into you, or from the bondage spirit within your fleshy body. The last three types of thoughts, those from sin, from your soul and from the demons, must be rejected and pushed out of your mind. If they're demonic, they must be bound and resisted. And you take the thought captive and you say, God, I can't do this without you. I need you. I need you, Lord. I need you. For in your flesh dwells no good thing. And you hang on to the cross. When the devil comes in, now when you start this, the devil will come in like a flood. What does the Bible say? When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard. Now that's a medieval term. We don't do that. We don't fight wars that way anymore. But in the time of Israel, all the way up to the Middle East, medieval times, you know, they had a shield and they had a sword. And it was close combat, you know. And they had people to sit back and shot arrows at you. But it was close combat. And when an army felt that they were losing, they would look for high ground, and then they would have the standard bearer or the flag bearer go and hold up the flag, and then they would beat the drum and blow the bugles. And everybody would see the standard, and the army would make their way and reform around the standard to form a defense to keep from being annihilated, to protect their backsides. And so God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises up a standard. And that standard is Jesus Christ. He is the cross. Hang on to the cross. You say, Jesus, you died for my sins. You took all of my curses. You took my iniquities and my curses. And Lord, I need you, because I can't stand against this without you. And you said you're going to provide for me. If I'm in sin, if I got problems, Lord, I need to straighten out. Show me what they are so I can get rid of them and get close to you. Because I want to turn from my sin. Because God has lift up the standard. And then it says, rejoice. And again I say, rejoice. Be anxious for nothing. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men, for the Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Do you people know how important Thanksgiving is? I can preach for 2 hours on Thanksgiving. But I won't just give you one verse on Thanksgiving. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Keep your fingers there now in Philippians and come over here to Deuteronomy. And look at verse 28:47. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, in need of all things. And he will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he's destroyed you. Thanksgiving. Gladness of heart and joy. Tribulation? What does Philippians say? Be anxious for nothing, but everything. What doesn't everything cover? Everything. The good and the bad. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. You know, we had a spirit of supplication poured out this morning in the morning prayer meeting. And I called people there. I said, this is a spirit of supplication. Join in. And I said it 3 times. No one joined in. For God said, I will send on Jerusalem a spirit of supplication and grace. And those who joined in, there were some people who did join in. They got grace. All your gifts are by grace. Nothing comes to you any other way but by grace. So he said, I will pour out the spirit of grace and supplication. People, supplication. Come before God and supplicate. And let his grace fall upon you. With thanksgiving. Thank God for it. Now what happens then? You've got somebody. These are called subacute autonomic symptoms. Now you all know that autonomic is something that's not under your control. And when you have chronic anxiety, chronic fear, Merck Manual said these are the things that happen to you. This is what medicine says happens to you. These are the physical symptoms that you get from fear. And this is what the bondage spirit will do to you to make you obey. You say you're not going to drink anymore. Or you say you're not going to eat. I'm not going to eat sugar anymore. I'm going to go on a 1,600 calorie diet till I get rid of this weight. And then I'm going to stay on a 2,000 calorie diet. I'm not going to gain that weight back. And old Bondage just smiled. He said, I've heard that before. And you've been on that diet, and he hits you with confusion. You get a little confused in your head. And you can't concentrate. Decreased attention span. Not always alert. They say, what's wrong with you? And you're cloudy, you know. And you got a headache. And your stomach hurts. And you say, man. And then he says to you, I need to eat. He says, no, I'm not hungry. I'm not going to eat. And he hits you with this. And then he says, you know, I got low blood. My blood sugar must be low. I'm just not thinking too straight. I need some sugar. I need that donut. And he got them Krispy Kremes in the break room, you know. And he eat 3 of them. He just consumed 700 calories of pure sugar. Well, maybe he don't want you to use, he says, I need a beer. He said, no, no, I told my wife I wasn't going to drink anymore. At night, I was going to play with the kids. Now go drink that beer and go watch television. I'm going to play with the kids. And what does he do? Hands begin to sweat a little bit. You get a headache, and then you get this tingling, dryness around your lips, and tingling there, and your hands begin, your skin begins to itch, and you get a little tremor, you know, get a little nauseated, and you say, man, I need a beer to calm my nerves, man. Before I go out there and play with those kids, I need a beer to calm my nerves. That's what that demon says to you. And you say, oh, can't do that. And he turns up the heat, makes your ulcer begin to burn, and you get cramps down in your gut, you know, and you suddenly you got to go to the bathroom, and you got to do this, and you're just miserable. Got a headache. And you find yourself walking over there, and you pick up that beer, and you drink it. And he drives you like that till suddenly, you know, he don't even speak to you anymore. He just hits you. He hits you with those compulsive thoughts. You just walk over there to the refrigerator, open it, and just, or you eating that donut and just picking it up, sticking it in your mouth, and don't even realize you got it. You say, what's that doing there? And y'all ever had that happen to you? Besides me? That's the spirit of bondage. First, it's compulsive thoughts. And then it's compulsive actions. Because the more you yield to it, the stronger it becomes in your life. And what is the trigger? We all have hot buttons. We all have buttons that he hits us with. And over rejection here, you should write offense. What kind of offense bothers you? What do you take offense to? And that's where you need to stick that bondage devil, right there. Because the minute you let that offense come in, maybe your husband didn't speak to you when he came in. Or maybe you came home from work and your wife's had a hard day and she don't greet you. And you look in there and supper's not ready. God, Sam Hill, what have you been doing today? I've been working hard down at the office, and what have you been doing? You've been sitting down doing nothing. The answer for that is to get sick and down in your back and let him do the housework for about a week, and he won't ever do say that again. You know, it's like, I stayed home and took care of the baby with my wife for 2 weeks, you know, and had to go back to work, and she said, do you have to go back to work? I said, honey, you don't understand. I get to go back to work. Your mother's coming tomorrow, and I get to go back to work. Oh, Lord, praise God. But that is, and it will drive you either in fear or pride, and that thing goes round and round and round. So what do you do with it? Realize that you can't stand against it in your own will. And if it's been there a long time, you didn't get in that position overnight, and you won't get out overnight. And no 15-minute prayer is going to get rid of all of that. It will start you, and it will open you so that you can begin your walk to freedom. But it's a walk, and it requires discipline, and it's a walk the rest of your life. It requires self-discipline and obedience. Obedience to the Word of God. And so what do? The first thing, the main essentials of walking in freedom, a daily prayer, a regular schedule of Bible reading, a routine of fasting. Just as food and water and rest are essential for physical health, they're spiritual essentials of life, freedom, and wholeness. Walking is a lifestyle of forgiveness and love, which remain essential to be free. For every offense that you encounter, you must respond in love. It's not natural for you to respond in love when someone hurts you, but you must lean on God and cry out for grace and mercy. And God's love flows out of you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Forgiveness and love are the aspects of the living water that nourishes our soul, the souls that we forgive. And so what do? You said, I don't have time to read the Bible and pray. I'm going to tell you, if you want to walk in freedom, you don't have time not to. You can't afford not to. I tell people to unplug the television set and turn it around and face the wall. Unplug that monster. that idol that rules your household, that sits in the center of the living room and all the chairs arranged around it. I don't own one. I have not owned one for 25 years. I didn't look at one except sometimes I'd go down to the doctor's lounge when I was waiting on a baby to be born and try to find a John Wayne movie. If not, I watched the History Channel or the Learning Channel. I could tell some stories about some of the things I've seen on the Learning Channel. Give up watching television and read the Bible for an hour. Give up your favorite TV program. And nothing but a bunch of filth and trash comes over it anyway. And read the Bible for an hour. Join a Bible study club. Study the Bible. Most Bible commentators say read 3.5 chapters a day and you'll read through the Bible in a year's time. You should read through the Bible every year. Some people read more than that. You read out loud so you can hear it. Because faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Now, I don't say go get the Bible on tape and play, let somebody else read it while you listen, because your mind will wander. Read it. The Oriental method is to read aloud so you can hear it. And the Bible is an Oriental book. It's not a Western European book. It's an Oriental book. And it has Oriental philosophy. It is written from Oriental understanding. And I guess that's a better word than saying philosophy. It's written from Oriental understanding. In the Orient, read it aloud so you can hear it. Set up a routine of fasting to deny yourself. Now, how you fast is between you and God. You can fast by fasting one meal a day, two meals a day. You can fast by eating just vegetables. You can fast in a number of different ways. Ask God, how should you fast? I recommend that you give up all sweets. I say if it tastes sweet, spit it out. You give up refined sugar, and you will be a lot healthier, and you will be less likely to get diabetes. And I'm going to tell you something. Type 2 diabetes is a bad disease. It is a bad disease. We're seeing it now in 16, 17-year-old kids. We used to not see it till somebody was 40 and grossly overweight. It's because of the increased amount of sugar that's been seen. Pray. Get up in the morning and pray. Husband and wife, pray. I tell you, your husband and wife will come together in the Spirit and pray. It is the most powerful cell. The enemy will do anything to stop that. He will attack you. But I'll tell you, you will put him to flight. And you can claim your children and your grandchildren. He can claim the people that he gives you, that he lays on your heart. He can protect your house and your children and your family. He can drive sickness far from you. It is said that 70% of the people who come into doctor's offices come in because of their nerves, those subacute autonomic symptoms I was talking about. I think that 99% of all disease is demonic, one way or another. God said that you should walk in health. It says in Deuteronomy and it says in Exodus that you should walk in health and that His Word is medicine to all your flesh. People will spend hours sitting in doctor's office and spend half their fortune there and won't spend an hour a day reading the Word of God, which is the best medicine in the world. And so, today we're going to break the spirit of bondage. We're going to break his power. We're going to start attacking her. We're going to break the curses, and we're going to bind her, and we're going to command her to come out. We'll break her tentacles loose and ask God to restore a portion of your brain, a portion of your soul that's been stolen. And you have to decide what you're in bondage to, and that's the thing you're going to have to bind. You have to decide what you want to get rid of. What is plaguing you? What's driving you? And repent of the rebellion and the bitterness, the anger and the fear that has driven you. And decide that you're going to love your enemies. And pray for those who's hurt you and spitefully use you. Look at 1 Peter. It's James, Hebrews, James, 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. But the end of verse 7, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love one for another, for love will cover a multitude of sin. That word sin can be translated offenses. Love the people who offend you. Pray for them. Matthew 5:44-45 says, pray for your enemies. Pray for those who spitefully use you and abuse you, that you may be a child of your Father who's in heaven. Luke 6 is the same thing. When you start praying for your enemies, seriously laboring in prayer for them, and speak blessings upon them, it'll set you free. Touch your enemy too, but it'll set you free to worship God. And so think about that thing that upsets you, that thing that drives you, and ask God to set you free. And then we're going to come against the spirit of bondage. Y'all stand up now. It said that the brain can only absorb what the body can endure. All your blood settle down in your feet, your legs, your back. You need to get it circulating up to your brain again. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's jump around and praise God a little bit, folks. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, pour out your spirit, Lord God. Pour out your spirit. Praise and bless and glorify you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Say, dear Lord, I believe Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Son of God. He died on the cross for my sin. Was raised for the dead for my justification, ascended into heaven, sits on the right hand of God the Father, ever to make intercession for me. God is my Father. Jesus is my big brother. I am a child of the living God. I thank you, Lord, that you didn't give me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. You set me free from the spirit of bondage to fear in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I bind the spirit of bondage in Jesus' name. I confess the sins of my fathers, all the sins of idol worship, of whoredom, idolatry, alcoholism, in the name of Jesus. I break the power of the occult over my family line. I break all these curses, all sexual sin, incest, illegitimacy, and whoredom in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of the vagabond and all other curses in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of the liar and the thief in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word says, Jesus was made a curse for me that I might be delivered from the curse of the law. Now, Lord, you know the thing that binds me, that torments me, that holds me in bondage, that decreases the effectiveness of my witness for you. Lord, I want to witness for you. I want to be for your glory. I want to bear fruit for you, Lord. Set me free from this, Lord. Lord, set me free from the spirit. Now here I want each one of you to name very quietly the spirits that have bound you, that hold you in bondage, in compulsive actions, compulsive thoughts, tormenting thoughts, driving thoughts. Just very quietly now, just name them. Don't look around. Just quietly to yourself. God, I confess these to you. I break the curse of them. With your strength, Lord, and your power, I will turn from them and not repeat them. I place them under the blood of Jesus. Your word says, if I confess my sin, you're faithful and just to forgive my sin, and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Lord Jesus, break the curses on my life of being rebellious and stubborn against my parents and the elders that you placed over me. Forgive me, Lord. Break the curse over me, Lord, and my children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I turn away, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Now, you spirit of bondage, I bind you in Jesus' name. I isolate you from all other spirits. You can draw no power or authority from any other spirit. You can communicate with no other spirit. I bind you, and I cast you out. For it is written in Joel 2:32, anyone calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Leave me now in Jesus' name. Let everybody sit down now. I want you to keep both feet on the floor, your hands in your lap. Don't cross your fingers, don't cross your hands, don't cross your feet. Cross your legs. Remember when you were a little kid, you said, I don't have to do it because I have my fingers crossed? Devil sees you got your feet crossed, well, he don't mean that. I don't have to do that. That's not a lawful command because they don't mean it. So, devil is an absolute legalist. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Now you foul devils, you foul serpentine devils, I just bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of Jezebel now. The Jezebel mind control in the name of Jesus. Came in from rejection, came in from rebellion, stubbornness, from pride and fear. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you, you spirit of rebellion. I bind you and I break your power. You speak to you, you spirit of stubbornness. I bind you and I break your power. In the name of Jesus, turn them loose now. Come on out, rejection. Come on out. Out, out, rejection. Come on out. All right. Out, out. Fear, fear. Come on out now. All you fear spirits. God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Fear. Come on out, fear. Bondage to fear. Come out. Come on out there in the name of Jesus. All fear, all anxiety, all heaviness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all heaviness, all terror. Come out in the name of Jesus. All despondency. I bind you and I break your power. All depression and heaviness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. 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 Out in the name of Jesus. Don't you stay there. You come out in the name of Jesus. I loose the hornets to drive you out in Jesus' name. Because he said he would send his angel before him and he would send the hornets to drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out, you Hittites. I come against all the Hittite spirits, the spirits of terror and fear in the name of Jesus, and I break your power and I command you to go. Come on out. Come on out. All spirits of love, of denial of love, fear of rejection. Fear of rejection. Come out. Fear of rejection. Come out. Come out. Fantasy. Fantasy spirits. Fantasy and idolatry. I bind you and I break your power. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. All love of the world, the love of the world, the lust of the eye. Come out, lust of the eye, in the name of Jesus Christ. All lust of the eye. I bind you and I break your power. All you spirits of going to the beauty parlor, high maintenance spirits, in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. All you spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. Got to buy clothes. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Out. Got to buy things. Come out to make yourself feel better. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Come out. 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 All you seductive spirits, come out. Come on out. All spirits of seduction, come out in the name of Jesus. Seducing spirits, come out. Out. Out in the name of Jesus. All you seducing spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power. Femme fatale spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Out. Out. The lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh, come out. Lust of the flesh, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All anorexia spirits, all bulimia spirits, come out. All gluttony spirits, spirit of gluttony, bondage to gluttony, come out. Bondage to gluttony, bondage to bulimia, bondage to, come out. Bondage to anorexia, anorexia, and anorexia. I bind you. I break your power and I command you to go. Come out, anorexia, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, gluttony. Gluttony spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power. Alcohol, alcohol, drug spirits, intoxication spirits. Come out, 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 out. Whoredom spirits, come out. Whoredom, whoredom spirits, I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Come out of there. You let people go. You let God's people go. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus, I break your power in Jesus' name. I command you to go. Bondage, bondage to whoredom. Come out, bondage. Come out, out. Out! Bondage! I break your power! In the name of Jesus Christ, leave God's people! Go! Go in Jesus' name! Go! 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 Witchcraft! Witchcraft! Narcissism! Narcissism! Spirits of narcissism! Self-centered! Self-worship! Come out! Come out! Spirit of Narcissus! Come out! Narcissus! Bipolar spirits! I bind bipolar! Come out! Manic depressive! Bipolar! Passive aggressive! Come out in the name of Jesus Christ! Go! Go in Jesus' name. Spirits of heaviness, come out. Depression, heaviness, bipolar spirits, come out. Bipolar 1, bipolar 2, bipolar 3, I bind all of you. And I break your power in Jesus' name. I command you to leave God's people. Come out. All you bondage devils, I bind you and I break your power. You can't torment God's people anymore. Turn it loose in the name of Jesus. Turn it loose in the name of Jesus. Go. Go in Jesus' name. All of you, come out. In Jesus' name, I bind you and I break your power. Come out, all spirits of greed now. Witchcraft control. Witchcraft control. Control through money. Control through social position. Control of the children through manipulation. Come out. Come out. Come out. Manipulating your wife. Manipulating your husband. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, bondage. Bondage, I bind you and I break your power. I command you to leave now, bondage. Bondage, I bind you. Come out, bondage. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. You turn God's people loose. Don't you tear them. You come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you bondage spirits. I speak bondage now. Bondage to rebellion. Come out. Bondage to rebellion. Come out, bondage to rebellion, bondage to witchcraft. I'm going to make them do what I want them to do. They don't listen to me. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, they're not going to ignore me. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power. Come out of that bondage in the name of Jesus. Come out, bondage, bondage. Come out, you pecking spirits, pecking spirits. I bind you, you pecking devils. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, all the spirits of bondage, of stubbornness, and bondage, and idolatry, in the name of Jesus, I bind you and I break your power. All divination spirits, now I come against divination spirits, and I break their power. Jezebel, I'm speaking to you. Come out, Jezebel, in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against Tinkai. Tinkai, come out, Tinkai, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind Tinkai. I bind the spirit of abortion. I bind the spirit of hatred of children, in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of hatred of men. Come out! All lesbian spirits, all homosexual spirits, come out! Fear of men, fear of women, come out! Fear of intimacy, come out! In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you and I break your power. Come out! Come out! Sexual frigidity, in the name of Jesus, I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Come out! Moloch, Shamush, in the name of Jesus, I bind you. Tinka! Iris, in the name of Jesus, I break the power of Iris and Avis. Avis, I bind you. Baal, come out, Baal, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, come out, come out. Bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing and restitution. Healing and restitution. I command you to go now. Leave God's people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come out. All you spirits of idolatry and whoredom, come out now. All you spirits of idolatry and whoredom, I bind the spirits of idolatry and whoredom that have stolen people's soul in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the power of dyslexia in the name of Jesus, of learning disabilities, of memory loss in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind memory loss, can't learn, can't remember. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power and I speak restoration of the soul. In the name of Jesus, I break the covenant. The blood of Jesus Christ has annulled your covenant. The blood covenant that was made, the blood of Jesus has annulled that covenant in the name of Jesus. This is the bride of Christ. She's under a new covenant. You are not married to her. I bind you and I break your power and command you to go. Come out, that spirit that won't let them learn. Come out, you learning disability. Come out, you reading disability. Come out, you hearing disability. Come out. Come out, you deaf and dumb demon. I bind you and I break your power, you deaf and dumb demon. I break your power and I command you to go. Let's speak healing now. Healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, you spirit of epilepsy. Come out. You spirit of tearing. Come out. Now come against all the serpentine devils. All the serpentine devils of pain. All you serpentine devils that cause muscle cramps. Come out. All you serpentine devils, I bind you. Cause pain and muscle cramps. Come out now. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I pull you out. I command you to uncoil now and land up in rank and file. And come out. You can't stay there. I bind you. You can't hold on to one another. I send the spirit of fire and destruction to burn your roots out. I burn you. I burn you in the name of Jesus. I send the Holy Ghost with the hooks to hook your nose and to pull you out. I break the power of pride of Leviathan. Lord, you said you would break his power. Break his back, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Break the power of pride now, Lord. Break his back, Lord. You said you would send it, Lord. You would break his back. Break his back now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Break his back. Put your foot on his neck, Lord, and pull him out in the name of Jesus Christ. Bind you and I break your power, you foul devil. And I pull out those snake spirits in the name of Jesus. And I command you to go. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Uncoil off of their minds now. Uncoil off their minds in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Touch them now, Lord God. I speak restoration to them in the name of Jesus, Lord. I speak restoration. I come against headaches now. I come against migraine headaches. Migraine headaches, I bind you and I command you to go. All headaches, go. All witchcraft headaches, go. All dyslexia, go. All encephalitis, go. All brain tumors, go. Go. All cancer, go. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind the deaf and dumb spirits. I bind the spirit of deafness in the name of Jesus, of vertigo, of dizziness. I say, come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power. In Jesus' name. I come against dry mouth in the name of Jesus. Sore tongue, dry mouth in the name of Jesus. Congestion in the sinuses, congestion in the nose, congestion in the nasal passages, congestion in the sinus. I bind you all. I command you to leave. Go. You're not wanted here. We bind all allergies. We break their power in the name of Jesus. Speak to the immune system. You line up with the Word of God. Line up with the Word of God. I pull out the root of bitterness. I pull out the root of bitterness in the name of Jesus. I pull out the knife of betrayal. All the wounding arrows in the name of Jesus. I speak healing in Jesus' name. Touch them now, Lord God. Touch their hearts. Touch their hearts, Lord. I bind high blood pressure. Touch their hearts, Lord. Touch their lungs. I bind asthma. I bring heart failure. I bind congestion, pneumonia in the name of Jesus. All stomach ulcers, all gastroesophageal reflux, all diarrhea, all colitis, Crohn's disease. In the name of Jesus, I bind you all ulcerative colitis, all vaginitis, cystitis. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, pancreatitis. Come out, diabetes, arthritis, fibromyalgia. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All arthritis. I bind arthritis. I pull out the root of bitterness. And I bind the spirit of arthritis. Dry joints, I say, be moist. Cartilage, I say, grow back. In the name of Jesus Christ. Cartilage, grow back. Strokes, I bind you. I bind the spirit of stroke. I say, withered limbs, be restored. In the name of Jesus. I say, eyes, blind eyes, be open. Deaf ears, hear. Blind eyes, see. In the name of Jesus. Lord, pour out your spirit. I bind cataracts, Lord. I bind nearsighted, farsighted, astigmatism. I speak healing to God's people. Oh, God, pour out your spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pour your spirit out now. Drive out anything that offends you, Lord, for there is deliverance in Mount Zion, there is healing in Mount Zion. Just touch your people, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Everybody stand up and praise God. Praise you, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, God, fill your people now. Send your war angels out, Lord, to gather up all the soul that's been stolen. Restore them, Lord. You said you'd lead us beside green pastures and still waters, and you would restore our soul. Restore their soul. The lion has rendered their soul, Lord. Restore what the caterpillar, the canker worm, and the palmer worm have stolen. I speak restoration now. And I thank you for it, Lord. And all God's people said, amen. God bless the food. Bless those that cooked it and those that are going to eat it, Lord. Just bless it now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.